So if you listen to my podcast on Thursday, which was labeled Thursday Thoughts, it was a very odd day I pushed out a podcast, but I did explain why I did a podcast on Thursday. What I'm about to say is going to make so much sense to you. It's crazy how things can change over just, 2 days, 2.5 days. Consistency always prevails, no doubt about it. One of the reasons I did a podcast on Thursday, so I was not well last week, so I could not push out a podcast on Sunday or Monday. And I decided just to put a pause on it, until I was feeling much more better. And I honestly thought that I was only going to do a podcast like today again. Then I went on to check my Feedspot ranking, and I noticed that I came down to number 2 after being number 1 for so long. And one of the things that I mentioned before that they measure you on is your consistency. So from all the podcasts within the top 25 entrepreneur podcasts on Feedspot, I am one of the entrepreneurs that actually pushes out a podcast each and every single week, whereas the others are pushing on a podcast once a month, they're pushing on a podcast once every quarter. So I'm actually winning it when it comes to consistency, and it actually boosted me and kept me at number 1 for such a long time. So because I never do an episode last week, I moved down to number 2, and I was like, hell no, I can't have that. I got like energy in me again. Let me push out a short podcast and let's see what happens to the ranking. And would you believe it, I went on to Feedspot this morning, and you can search for just Feedspot charts. You can search 25 top entrepreneur podcasts via Feedspot, and I've been placed back at number 1 just because my consistency is now in order again. So it just shows you, how far consistency can actually take you with whatever you may be doing with your life. Always be consistent with your tasks, no matter how hard it may be, no matter what challenges you may be facing, no matter how many setbacks you've had, failures you've encountered. It's all part of the journey. Be consistent with what you do. You will reap the results at the end. So that's quite awesome to start off the podcast in my normal slot on a Sunday, to be back at number 1. And I got no doubt after this podcast is published today that I will remain number 1 for the week to come. So hope you guys have been having an awesome week. Hope you had an awesome weekend. I wasn't live on the Keno Isaac Show last night. Also, once again, so since like I'm getting back in flow state now, after not being well and being down with the flu, I guess just needed to get myself like fully back together, and that led to actually not doing a show last week, but I will be back on the Keno Isaac Show next week, Saturday. But even though I was down, some great things have been happening, or one major thing happened this week. And the deal happened on Friday night. And I'm not going to mention anything yet. Like, I actually posted throughout the week on the Poshmogosh Records Facebook page that there was going to be a big announcement from us this weekend. And when the deal finally happened Friday and all is done, yesterday I was like, okay, I need to like make the super dope announcement. And look, it's huge. It's huge for me personally as an artist, as an entrepreneur. It's huge. So I'm sitting here thinking, and okay, how to go about this? And I'm like, hold up. Let me just take stock for a moment here. So we still have like a couple projects on the table, including the Snoop Dogg feature project, and we're 4 months in 2024. It's April, it's towards the end of the month, we're about to go into May. So of course there has been delays, and I think this just comes, not even think, it comes down to just the mentality at the moment. And I mentioned a bit about this on Thursday's podcast, and the mentality that I'm fighting hard to change with independent artists within South Africa. And if the artists are not willing to come to the table, especially with all the big things that, we bring into the table right now, it's going to push us to where we have to, source the work overseas. And I really didn't want to do that. It's always been 50-50, and it's always been about empowering the local artists. But if the guys are not willing to actually change their mindset, I can't be stagnant with my mandate and my career and my business. So, back to the announcements. I'm thinking, let me just hold on until all the other projects are out. once the Snoop Dogg Future project is out, you know, then I can make such an announcement. But it is huge, and I want to offer an opportunity to independent artists to reach out to me, to work with me with this specific project, which can be huge for them to leverage with their own career. And, you know, if they're willing, they're willing. If they're not, this huge project will go ahead, and it's going to be massive for myself, for my team, for Posh Mongosh Records. So yeah, and I mean, besides the Snoop Dogg feature, which is coming directly out of Posh Mongosh Records, we also have the Bizarre project with MGX Entertainment, which is our newly formed hip-hop label. It involves a lot of parties and partners, and you know, that's also just been staying at the moment. So you know, there's a lot of projects, unfinished projects on the table. There's independent projects as well that's not mainstream that is scheduled to be released as well. So I just want to get that all out the way, you know, before like focus on this specific project for the next couple months. So yeah, this is like completely off topic, but I wonder if you guys are like fans of the Twilight series or the Twilight franchise. Now I know the franchise was released like a long time ago, and throughout the years I've just like watched bits and pieces, but one of the things I had to do for myself this week is just like chill out. I watched like a shitload of movies, my favorite series. Just did something, you know, for myself, just to take my mind off the world and the grind for a while, just to enhance my creativity and get my flow going again. And it's something that I do neglect, and it's something I just tell artists all the time, that the more you rest and the more you give yourself the time, the more you actually enhance your career and your creativity. Not what the world tells you, that you need to work hard each and every single day to actually get to where you need to be. It doesn't work that way at all. So I decided to, I fell into watching the Twilight movies, and I watched it from start to finish, finished off with Breaking Dawn Part 2 last night. And I was like blown away by it, you know, just to like over the last 2 days, just to watch all of it and not bits and pieces. It's quite, is quite an awesome franchise. Like, it's one of those things that just really, really got to me. So yeah, I thought, let me just bring that up, you know, something random from myself on what I do in my spare time. Like, just because I'm involved in hip-hop music and producing hip-hop music and in the hip-hop scene, and you know, the perception is all wrong, because all these guys that you see on TV with bling and the chicks and all the cars and stuff, it's like paid for by the labels, things that they probably don't even own, or lifestyle they don't even have. And you'd be surprised. I recall one of my coaches once telling me that he was at Rick Ross's house once, and to his surprise, he walked into Rick Ross's office and he saw like a bunch of action figures. It's like the same as, you know, coming to my place and you're seeing like Marvel comics or books or, you know, cartoon characters and so on. And he was like, here's a guy who has boss status, you know, boss status, and he's into action figures. So yeah, so I actually enjoyed the Twilight. So I thought, let me just like mention that to you. Quite a good story, quite a good story. But yeah, so today's show, It's going to be short because, as I said, I am just getting my grip again. I'm just going to go through the top five trends that's been happening in the music industry. And a lot of investments are taking place, and hence why I think I just focus so much on investments. It's crazy, and you're going to understand why after I go through this list. So number one is Concord, financed by Apollo, makes $1.4 billion cash bid to acquire Hypnosis Songs Fund's assets. The US company is now looking to pull off a similar acquisition from an acquisition it did last year regarding Round Hill's music asset of the UK Stock Exchange. So it's looking to do another similar acquisition, this time for the song portfolio of another UK listed entity, Hypnosis Songs Fund. The HSF board notified shareholders on April 18th that Concord has made a cash offer equivalent to 1.40 billion to acquire its assets. Crazy amounts. Number two, cutting-edge group secures $500 million to fund music rights acquisition. So another acquisition slash investment. Cutting-edge group has completed a $500 million debt refinancing with a syndicate of four banks led by US-based Fifth Third Bank and Toronto-headquartered private investment firm Northcliffe Capital Partners. According to announcement from UK-headquartered Cutting Edge on April 15, the new funds will be used for a combination of corporate purposes and the acquisition of music rights across the film, TV, theatre, gaming and wellness spaces. And the picture they've actually used here is from John Wick. So I'm assuming that the soundtrack's from John Wick. Any composition from John Wick is also in the process of maybe being acquired. Number three, Hypone Supertone's new AI voice changer lets artists change their vocals in real time. Not really going to get into this. And one thing I can mention, another thing that I posted about on Friday, there is a lot of AI tools that can enhance your voice as a vocalist. So via partnership slash affiliation, I will be promoting slash endorsing an AI voice tool as well. Possibly, you know, the first advertisement will go out this week or maybe in 2 weeks' time. I just posted a bit about it, or not really a bit about the product, but what I'm getting myself into. And I feel like this tool is going to really help songwriters and help vocalists. So there's a lot of tools out there. Just depends on which one is going to work better for you. But as you see, there's a lot of money that goes into this thing. So I'm happy being someone who has endorsed AI from the start to be getting myself involved as a partner slash what's the word that I just use? Affiliated partner. So yeah, so check out, it'll be directly linked to Posh Mangosh Records, so that's where you can check it out, or you'll be able to check it out on my personal pages and of course my ephemeral content. So one thing I mentioned, like normally people will just say vocalist, like, you know, to help vocalist singers, you know, change their vocals. I've also mentioned songwriters. Now, why have I mentioned songwriters is because, and I'm sure there's a lot of you out there who know this, and there's a shitload of you out there that don't know this, but not every singer who you know sings, writes their own music. They're backed up by a lot of songwriters, and it works the same for all of us. I mean, Kino Isaac, he's not a vocalist, he's not a singer, he's not a rapper. He's a producer, and he's backed up by a lot of songwriters on the lyrical side and on the composition side. That's how it goes. So there are songwriters I know that are out there who would love to sing their own music and would not only want to write, be a ghostwriter for artists, mainstream artists or independent artists. And would love, you know, to have an opportunity to try to sing, and have never gotten that opportunity with record labels. So this is where I feel AI is going to give those songwriters a huge opportunity, because you may not be a great singer, just like I'm not a great singer. So you write your own music, you use one of these AI tools, and you just do your best to sing into the AI tools that will be linked to your digital audio workstation, and you let AI do the rest. It'll change your vocals. It'll absolutely do it all for you. And you can see what the end product is, and you can actually release your own music that you've written. So there I see there's a huge opportunity just for songwriters, the people behind the scene. Number four, Armin van Buuren's Armada forms new parent company, acquires Amsterdam's Cloud9 Music and targets $500 million in new investments via its Beat Music Fund. So once again, another acquisition or fund in play. Number five, NMPA accuses Spotify of attacking songwriters as streaming service changes how it pays out mechanical royalties in the US. So I'm going to explain how the payouts actually work towards songwriters and publishers via DSPs. So we're going to just focus on Spotify. So Spotify has a free plan, and then it has a premium plan, which includes individual, duo, family. So if someone streams your music on a free plan, they will be paid out differently compared when someone actually streams your music on a premium plan. So the royalty payout to publishers and songwriters is not the same, which makes business economic sense for Spotify, because if people are not paying us to utilize the service, you know, where would we get the funds to actually pay the writers of the music or the publishers of the music? So what's happening now and why Spotify is getting criticized is because it's now treating its premium, which is individual, duo, and family, as a bundle rather than a standalone subscription. So because it's treating it as a bundle, it wants to pay out less than what was agreed by the Copyright Royalty Board on agreement that was made in 2022. So for me, it's quite clever, strategic by Spotify to actually pull such a move. So it's treating it as a bundle, not a subscription. So how the company pays the mechanical royalties to songwriters and publishers in the US, you know, is going to be different. So it goes out in short to say that the rate now paid for Spotify's premium plans is lower than the headline rate for a standalone subscription agreed with publishers as part of the CRB IV Pro proceedings. So quite strategic move by Spotify. So that is the top five trends. I thought this podcast would have been like 10 minutes, but look, we going towards 17 minutes. That's the top five trends. You'll find the link in the bio. And yeah, you know, this is just a basic podcast. That's a touch base with you guys, share a few thoughts here or there. So I think my last message, which is like just a follow-up, you know, from Thursday's podcast, is to all the independent artists out there, you guys need to change your mentality. You need to start thinking long term, you need to have vision. Stop looking at what benefits, especially financially, when you get short term, and start looking the bigger picture, the bigger goal. And you need to start thinking outside the box. You need to formulate a great network, great partnerships, and you need to leverage all those opportunities to actually grow your career to get those long-term financial wins. Honestly speaking, change the mindset. And if you want to know more about what I'm talking about, please tune into that podcast. There's one thing that I want to leave you guys with before I go, which is regards to the fifth point regarding Spotify getting attacked now by claiming that the premium is a bundle and not a standalone subscription. There's still a lot of songwriters and publishers that are hoping, and look, there's a good percentage that are making good amounts of money for their careers from Spotify and all other DSPs. But the way I see it, and this is experience again, and something that's happened to me over the last few weeks, is it's great to have my music on Spotify and Apple and Amazon and YouTube and so on. But what's working for me right now is how I'm actually making the investments, the funds back, and actually sustaining myself financially with just the music. I'm not talking about the Kino as a consulting agency, with just the music, because of all the time and financing that actually goes into all the projects is via Web3. So for me, going forward, it's like I want to have my music on the standard mainstream DSPs, but the only way I'm really going to sell my music and create an income out of it is via Web3 platforms. The best way to actually go about it, and look, it works for me. But I mean, each person is going to be different, and you just need to evaluate for yourself what works best. So that is it for today. I'll catch you next week. Peace out.